Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Burda. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Pena. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting third. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony La Russa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. La Russa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris moves to third. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hobley for the out. Campaneris scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. One out. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubiak for the out. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hovley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. La Russa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-1 in the game. Berta strikes out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws to second. La Russa drops the ball. That's an out and an error on La Russa. McNurtney moves to second. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 0 for 1 in the game. La Russa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dobson. Harper moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hobley hits a pop-up towards short. Pena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 2 in the game. Berta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peña hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNurtney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 2, Athletics, 2. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verda throws the ball into Pena, who tags Alou trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Rick Monday pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Monday moves to second. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 0-for-2 in the game. La Russa hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Monday now playing center field. Steve Hovley now playing right field. Felipe Alou now playing left field. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-2 in the game. Patton hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Reggie Jackson pinch hits for Chuck Dobson. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hovley strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-3 in the game. Berta bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peña for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McNerney hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 3, Athletics, 3. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Monday steals second. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez is walked intentionally. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 0-for-3 in the game. La Russa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. Fernandez moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda City. Bounty Stadium in Oakland.